easy way.
Life is hard.
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
I rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Life is hard. We roll the easy way. Man, we've been connecting so many like-minded individuals, so many people, so many different things. This is just so cool. You guys listen to Easy Talk Live with your host, EZ. I'm known as Eric Zuli, EZ. Corporate Skeleton Kia Hollywood on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And we got a fantastic show today once again. If you guys haven't heard any of our past shows, I mean, we got shows with Kevin Sorbo and amazing, amazing stories. We recently just did a show with the wonderful Judge Joe Brown, which is right up there with Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy. We've done shows with Disney stars. We've done shows with Tommy Davidson. That was a really good show. We've done shows with CEOs and public figures and motivational speakers and celebrities. Booba Stewart from Twilight and X-Men, and now he's coming out in the new movie, Disney's Descendants. We connect like-minded individuals to other like-minded individuals, and this Easy Way Cares thing is amazing. We have numerous events that we announce, and it's just a really, really fantastic, fun show. Today's show, guys, we have a friend of mine. She will be coming on the show at 10:35 here soon. Her name is Dr. Pat, and she is the CEO of a network called Transformation Network. Transformation Network. It's a talk radio podcast. They have many, many shows. Really interesting. And, they really have a lot of positive, uplifting content on their stuff. And so I was like, I'm going to bring her on the show and really get to know her story and how she created this whole empire. And it's pretty cool. So I recommend you guys check out TransformationTalkRadio.com. Then we'll have a second guest that actually is very much involved. I don't know if he's the president or CEO or what his involvement is with Beachbody, but he was involved with our Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center. He has a lot of things to say, and it's all about health and wellness it's something about losing weight, and it's positive. So, we're doing that. That's our second guest. And then we'll be going over a lot of our events and what we have coming up for May and June. And we'll be doing our special announcements of the Special Olympics and our involvement and Mission VO and all the wonderful stuff we're doing. So it's going to be a fantastic show, guys. I'm telling you, don't go anywhere. You listen to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up.
Life is hard, I'll roll it easy way.
Life is hard,
I'll roll it easy way.
Life is hard,
I'll roll it easy way.
Life is hard,
I'll roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey Gloria O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also... All right, guys, that is Easy Talk Live, and that's a couple of people that endorse and support us, and we're very appreciative of our sponsors and distribution partners and everybody that supports us. This show does get syndicated to FM radio. FM radio! In the UK. We appreciate Genesis Radio Birmingham and Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV for their support, which is on Ruco Television, as well as Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, In the Cut Magazine, Avant-Garde, and everybody that supports us and pushes us the content, because we try to do what we can to create good content of like-minded individuals and then blast it out there. Distribute. Get the word out in a positive direction. So I told you guys, we got a fantastic guest. She's a special guest, a good friend of mine. And, you know, it's kind of funny how we met her. Met her through social media. How cool is that? You know, I love how cool social media is. So, guys, this is the CEO of Transformation Network, of Transformation Talk Radio. Like I said, they have a lot of different shows of very positive, uplifting content. We just thought we'd show a little support for them. So, Dr. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, it is a pleasure and an honor to be joining you. And boy, you know, thank you for all of the stuff that you're doing out there. You know, I just get to bumble along. That's what I'm famous for. I just bumble along. But you know what? I bumble in the right direction.
I love that. That's a different word, bumbling along. Where'd that come from?
Somebody said that to me the other day. I was interviewing somebody and we were talking about something. And, you know, all of a sudden we started to talk about, you know, how did we end up where we are? And, you know, people in the business world, they want to sit you down and they want to say, well, wait a minute, what's your business plan look like? How did that roll out? You know, what is it? You know, who are the people you know? And, you know, once upon a time in my life, I used to make stuff up, right? You know, back in the corporate days, corporate executive, right? You just want to have a real logical reason. But no, that's not it. I'm a fantastic bumbler. I can, you know, dial a wrong phone number and, my gosh, not hang up 13 years later sitting here talking to you. So there's something to learn from that, I think.
I love it. Well, you know, we make up all these words, and I was interviewing Big Boy, you know, Power 106, now he's with 92.3, and you know, everybody knows Big Boy if you're in the Southern California area. And he came up with a word for me. Actually, no, I came up with a word when I was interviewing him, and I said domicile. And I was like, thank you for allowing me in your domicile. He goes, domicile? I'm going to steal that. I like that. Welcome to my domicile. You can actually look that up on YouTube, guys. You can actually look up Eric Zulli, Big Boy. You'll see it. You'll see the interview. You should see his face when I said that word. He actually started using it. He actually stole my word. Can you believe that? But
I believe that.
We're going to start a trend. We're going to start a trend, Pat. We're going to come up with special words and see how many people use them. And then you guys can tweet us and you can hit us up on social media. Show us that you're using our word via hashtag. And then maybe we'll support you and push it out there. And we'll start this whole trend of Easy and Pat new words or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Hey, I got a word for you. And it's not
what?
A word, but I love it. And I actually have the domain name. It's unstuckable. Now, this is a word.
Unstuckable. Okay.
Unstuckable. Can you, you know, and really, you know, you got to feel this word a little bit. Everybody just get right here and feel this word. Unstuckable. Just go ahead. I mean, it's not in the dictionary or any place. I mean, unless mm-hmm. they put it in since we started to use it. But it's a great word. It's a great word. It's
word
like,
mean?
Who are you, man? You know, like, who are you in the world? Are you going to be the Velcro kid or are you going to be the Teflon kid? You know,
okay.
Which one do we choose? And so unstuckable is about being in this world at such an epic, energetic, conscious level that garbage cannot stick to you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else's view of you can't stick to you. Your view of yourself can't even stick to you. And that's really what I love about what you and I get to create in this world, right? I mean, we get to come up with stuff that comes from who knows where, downloaded, whatever you believe in, God, spirit, whatever that is. But, boy, you got to be ready to say yes to some stuff, don't you think?
I do, and I love that. I love that word, unstuckable. So we're gonna do unstuckable the easy way, hashtag. And, you know, I got to ask you, Pat, I've had so many interviews, and I've had so many people on our radio station, but I've never had someone sound as clear and concise. I mean, you sound like Chris Style Champagne right now. Like you sound so clear. What is your secret? I want to steal it.
So 3 shots of vinegar in the morning, maybe.
Okay. I'm trying to get into the fact that you have a radio station yourself. You have a network yourself. You obviously have some pretty prestige equipment, and let's get into transformation. I mean, the name transformation, first of all, is a grabbing name. And the Transformation Network, you have the Transformation Network, you have Transformation Talk Radio, you also have Dr. Pat Show. Talk to us. Tell my, you're now on my network, on my outlet. You're in my domicile. You're in my world.
Yeah.
And my fans want to know more about this whole Pat transformation thing.
Well, here's what I'd like to say to everybody listening. You know, here's the short version of, how we get to live the lives we want. Here's the short version. Here's what I love to talk about. Don't ever let anything get you down. You know, my mother died when I was 6 years old. She was an addict alcoholic and actually ended up committing suicide. For me, I ended up homeless at 17. And on a pathway and a journey, pretty much been fired from every job I've ever had. And yet at the same time, inspired by life, the people that were contributing to it. And so the word transformation has special meaning to me, but it's not how we started this. 13 years ago, when I did dial that wrong phone number, and I pulled out my credit card within 10 minutes, I bought my first hour of airtime. I didn't know why. My friends thought I had lost my mind. But here's the thing that I knew about. I knew it in my heart. I knew it in my soul that there was something about that point in time in my life that was going to be transformative. So that's where the word began for me. Formative. And the show wasn't called the Dr. Pat Show. It was called, are you ready? Google this term. And actually, if you Google crust busting and Christina Aguilera's name, you will see both of those come up. It was called crust busting your way to an awesome life. Why? Because I was at a point in my life where I felt so heavy, so crusted over, I literally created a concept. And that was actually called how to bust through the crust of your life. And actually, you can go to crustbusting.com as a website. But what happened with that, and you're going to love this. See, sometimes easy or the easy way comes from other people. And so Benny and the listeners just one day found out that I had gone back to school and I got this degree, and all of a sudden they started to, Dr. Pat. And I'm like, dudes, do not do that. Oh, and then finally people would call into the show. It'd be Dr. Pat. And here's what happened. Our website designer disappeared. And we could not launch the new radio crust-busting site. So in a moment, I had an epiphany. Oh, my gosh, we're actually supposed to change the name of the show. And that's actually the way that happened. And so for me, I look at things always being in flux, always being in change. Beautiful starburst. You know, that's our lives, a beautiful starburst. And transformation is when we can take the ride on the starburst and go to the planet of our choice. See, it doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It can be effortless. And so the question that I love, you know, that comes to mind for me every day, what is it that makes the difference between the struggles in my life, you know, the pain, the agony, the illness, all of those things, and the days of my life where I feel like I am on the slide and glide of things? And so transformation becomes a very powerful word. And it's when you no longer are, from the inside out, the same. See, that's what it is, right?
And so in a sense, you're telling our listeners that they should do it, should and could and will do it the easy way.
It's got to be the easy way, don't you think? I mean, don't you think that? I mean, I don't know about how many of your listeners out there are done with the pain and the strain of things.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, again, it's letter E, letter Z. You know, it's not EASY. And believe it or not, guys, and I've never really actually said this on radio, it's not easy. It's supposed to be EASY. It's easy because it's me. It's the style of what we do. It's the support. It's how we do and why we do what we do. And it's to push that out that much more to our listeners, to our followings, to want to make better decisions with the gifts that God gives them, to want to help others, to want to, you know, really spread a very positive angle, a positive word. And it's to help make you successful so you can make others successful and you can help others. It's a really strong thing. So it's letter E, letter mm-hmm. Z, E-S-Y. Nothing's easy in this world. It's been harder than heck, and I'm not even going to go into my story because, you know, we don't have enough time. But, I love that whole transformation thing. And so you have a network, and let's go into before we go into your network, let's go into your show and kind of like how you built into this huge empire. It's pretty big.
Well, I'll tell you how it happened. You know, and I wish I could sit here and take credit for it, but you know, absolutely not. I mean, here's the credit that I want to take. I want to take the credit where when I have been brought to my knees, and I have. You know, in 2008, I was looking at a wheelchair. And so there's nothing about my journey to get to this place that hasn't been getting through the porthole of some epic, epic struggles and fails. But that's not really the life that I want to attach myself to. And, you know, how brilliant of you to take a very, very important idea, whether it's E-Z, the letter E, the letter Z, or the energy and the vibration of that. See, because when I hear you talk about that, here's what I get. I get an energy and a vibration that transcends the spelling of it, the words in it, the interpretation of it. And really what I get from that is an invitation. See, this is what I get. I get an invitation. That's what my life has been about. I have been invited to the table. I've been invited to the table. The table is the table of service to others. See, that's what you and I do. You know, we are of service to others. And if you are living your day right now and you have not done something in this day to help another person in some whatever way that is for you, really think about that and think about, what kind of crusty might I be today that I'm not really engaged in that? I'm not smiling in that. You know, I'm not looking at the world. So for me, you know, I learned the power of saying yes. See, the power of saying yes, what does that even mean? You say yes when you know that something is showing up for you from your heart. That's when you say yes. You stand and you shout it. And you might be so scared about what you're looking at, but you say yes anyway. And then you turn to God, Spirit, what you believe in, and you say, you know what, dude, I have said yes to this. Now, tell me what my next move is going to be. Do I go left or do I go right? And so if there's any credit that I'm going to take in this whole journey, it's because I learned how to pay attention to the signs. I learned. And I'm surrounded by an incredible group of talented, creative, amazing people. And that's really part of this, just like you. You know, you're not sitting there doing this by yourself. You're surrounded by talented people. Why are you? Because you are talented. Because you have stood on the battlefield of yes and no. And instead of taking the red pill, maybe you took the blue pill. It doesn't matter. But when you say yes, it's your yes that you stand in that comes to the forefront. You know, indecision is the bane of pain. Indecision, bane of pain. Ask anybody that's waffling, that's on the fence. You know, have you ever gone out and asked your friends, hey, what movie you want to go to, right? Except for this weekend, everybody went to see The Avengers. But, you know, what movie you want? Oh, I don't know. Oh, where do you want to go to? Well, you know, I don't know. Where do you want to go? 3 hours later, nobody's made a decision. Make a decision about your life. Make a decision and don't look back.
I'm so picturing you with a giant stadium around you and thousands of people, you know, with their hands up and following you. I mean, Dr. Pat, your voice tone alone draws in and radiates positivity. You know, you're speaking so positively that I think you're inspiring probably a lot of our radio listeners. We have a couple questions, by the way, which we'll get to the questions and answers part of the show later on, guys. But you know, it's all about the team, I think. You know, it's all about your team. And I think a lot of people, you know, what people don't realize is people a lot of times don't need to take their time to do something. It's where they choose to put their time. And the team that supports you in whatever venture, I don't know about you, but me personally, I make sure that no matter what, that person that devoted their time in some way, I don't care if it's a post on Facebook, they always get a benefit back. They always get something in return. You know, they always get some sort of way to where they can go, you know what, I enjoy doing it the easy way. I got a benefit. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about your team, because I know this is a big empire and you probably got an amazing team behind you and running it.
Well, you know, I will tell you a little bit about this team. And, you know, it is based on the absolute moment that each of these folks said yes. Let me just tell you, it's really beautiful. You know, almost everyone here started out as an intern. You know, I used to be a one-person show, just kind of really putting one foot in front of the other. And, you know, I had a moment where I had to make a decision about hiring my first person. And, you know, I have to tell you, God is super smart, been smart ever since, you know, I met God, right? And it's like you're walking through Whole Foods and all of a sudden a guy yells your name, says, Basili. And you turn around, you know how many people call me by my last name? I can count them on like one hand. Turned around, he said, hey, you want to hire Mary Jo over here? And I said, yes. See, already. I had no idea why Mary Jo was there, why she wasn't going to have a job. But I said, yes, because that's the first thing that came forth. And that came forth, you know, in such a powerful way. See, when we stand in that position of yes, we will attract people that also want to stand in that power of yes. And, you know, I can't say enough about this team. They would never tell you this. They would never tell you that they are an award-winning team. Best team, best management team under 10 people, won the award given to us in New York. They never talk about it. You never hear them, not a whisper, because what they are so committed to is changing the world in a better way. Every single person. You know, we've had our hiccups with our new technology. You know, we stay up late at night to make sure that we're, you know, just making things happen for our listeners and never really think about it. Don't complain about it. And so for me, I have the honor of being in the presence of an incredible group of people, producers all over the world, you know, people editing shows, creating show promotions, scheduling people. And, you know, who can really deny the power of that level of service? See, these are all people, they said yes and never even said the word. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine standing in your yes, but never, ever uttering the word? Because that's the place of knowing.
Well, you know, I love that you mentioned God, so we got to give God a yay. Yay, we love God. Okay, so so you have a lot of, and I agree with everything that you say, that you have been saying, and you have a lot of shows. How many shows do you have on the network?
How many shows on Transformation Network? Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited about it. Transformation Talk Radio was the original channel we launched on the Transformation Network. As of April 1st, we opened the door for 8 new channels. And so right now we're in the process of inviting people to play with us, whether it's on God Talk, Psychic Talk, the Green Channel, the Women's Channel, the Health Channel. It doesn't really matter. We just have, you know, we even have like a soulmate channel. It's just like the coolest thing. So on the 4th of July, we're going to have a very special announcement about these channels and a brand new technology we're building. And we're building it because we have heard people all over the world say, we think that this kind of talk radio is going to be gobbled up by the mega corporations. What are you doing, Pat, to make sure that it's not? And again, I ask for guidance around that, and that's where we go with it. You know, it really is a blessing to be able to be of service to so many people. And, you know, some days, you know, it's harder to find that yes than other days. I'm human. You know what I'm saying? I'm like I'm a girl from the Bronx. I was born in the Bronx. That's where I come from.
Watch out.
That's it. That's it. I spend my childhood on the monkey bars. If you don't know what the
Bronx, when you say Bronx, the only thing I can think of is Jackie Chang in Rumble in the Bronx. I just totally picked it. That was one of my favorite movies, and he did all his own stunts. Okay, go ahead.
I know, he's amazing. Well, I did all my own stunts on the monkey bars too. I mean, I got a few stars to show people. Yeah.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. This is something we do with all, and I know that you do the same thing. So I'm doing a verbal NDA right now. You're not allowed to steal our. No, I'm kidding. But we have this thing that we do with all of our guests, and we interact on video, on cell phone video. And since you said that you can do something on the monkey bars, what I want you to do is I want you to find some monkey bars. I want you to take your cell phone. I want you to do what you can do with the monkey bars. Or if you have some, you know, so I need you to do this for us, because every guest does this. Somehow, some way, we need to get some sort of video that we can blog about
on the monkey bars.
On the monkey bars, yeah. Whatever you talk about on the radio, you got to actually do it on video somehow. And then, you know, the fans want to interact with it, and then they try to reenact it. Sometimes it goes viral. You never know. But I'm just, that's the easy way challenge for you of the show, just so you know.
Okay, I love that. I love that easy way challenge. You know, I should have talked about table tennis. You know, in my day, I was also a professional table tennis player. And that's for those of you out there thinking, is that for real? Yeah, just Google my last name and Westfield, New Jersey, and you will see a picture of me. It is the craziest thing what goes on in the internet these days. I don't even know where that picture came from.
So you have a lot of different shows. And mm-hmm. you have a lot of positivity, and you know, I don't know if you know, but you actually had one of our celebrity hosts and celebrity ambassadors on your network yesterday, which was Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. And,
nice.
Yeah, and so she was on. I mean, we actually talked about it on Baby Boomers Live this Monday. So we, you know, kind of promoted your network and the show she was on. And so, do you have any testimonials, any examples of some positivity that's happened off of Transformation Talk Radio and some people that have gotten involved?
Yeah.
Please share them with us.
I do. I mean, you know, what happens is joy is contagious. You know, positivity is contagious. That's what it is. And we often forget that. And so what happens with us is we get comments and emails from all over the world. The thing that I will remember is the day that a woman called into the show from Dubai, and she was in a stairwell. I'll never forget this.
Wow.
She called in from Dubai, and she was in a stairwell, and I could hardly understand her because she was mumbling and she was in a stairwell. And I said to her, are you in a stairwell? Because our listeners do this. They pop out of their offices and they go in the stairwells because they're listening on their phones, right? And they're in the stairwell and they're calling into the show. She said, yes, I'm calling you from Dubai. but I have to whisper. I'm not allowed to listen to this kind of radio. And she says, I have a question for your guest. And I will never forget that. I will never forget those 5 minutes of her on the phone talking about what it was she wanted to have in life. And knowing, sitting here, as I'm sitting here today, that that was a dream of hers, as she struggled to whisper so we could hear her on the phone for fear of not only getting caught, but getting severely punished. I will never forget that. I don't think there's any other testimonial that I could even talk about. That's really what we're doing.
Well, you know, it's unforgettable, and that's a very powerful testimony. And just so you guys know, in Dubai, in Israel, in those type of areas, you know, you got to be very careful in doing things like that. You could get your hand chopped off. I mean, it's dangerous. And so for them to risk their limbs or risk their life to call your network. That's definitely pretty impressive. In fact, we have, I'm not going to say which celebrity, but we have an A-list four-time Oscar nominee that actually I was talking to yesterday, which is another celebrity supportive of ours. And he's actually going to Israel to talk about what's happening, and he's risking his life to speak and try to change it. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. When you're actually just sacrificing yourself potentially to make a change, that's what it's all about. And you know, I think that you highlight really, really positive things, and I wanted to do my part in helping to raise awareness for what you guys are doing. And in a sense, it sounds like you're like a Cox Communications or a Time Warner for the internet, because you have all these numerous channels and you have all these positive people. And so what if someone wants to go about getting in their own channel? And they, you know, some of the requirements? So do you have an audition process, or, you know, how does that work?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what the audition process is. You know, they get to, whoever it is gets to talk with us, gets to talk with the team. And, you know, we go through a conversation about what their vision is and how they want to contribute. And that's basically what we do. You know, it's really a forum for people to be able to step forward and to share their vision and share their dream. And, you know, they can do that quite easily for us. They just shoot us an email and, you know, we'll open up a dialogue with them. This is kind of the way this thing grows. It grows exponentially, and it grows because people want to contribute.
Definitely. Well, you know, you mentioned that it's going to be starting in July, right? You said like July.
4th of July.
4th of July. Ooh, fireworks. All right. You got to get Katy Perry to sing a song. So we actually have an event that I'll be hosting with the Special Olympics Mission Viejo. They're representing Indonesia and Spain with the Knights of Columbus. And it's an event in Mission Viejo in Orange County. It's a really fantastic event. And that's going to be similar. I think it's July 23rd. It's a pretty spectacular situation, and I was beyond honored. I there's no words to describe, you know, the them asking me to host to represent our country and our other countries in any way. And you know, we're all about the able and disabled. In fact, one of our clients and advertisers is a company called Networker on Wheels, which you may have heard the advertisement. And you mentioned that you were in a wheelchair, and do you deal with disabled? Do you deal with the handicap stuff? Is there anything?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you are, you know, if you're looking at your own journey in life and you're not really aware of how inspirational people are, you know, the word handicap and disabled is such a disservice to these folks, because the bottom line for all of it is that we are all so truly gifted. But, you know, we're so quick to really put ourselves in categories. And what we've learned, and you know this, we've learned this over time, that the only thing that a category or a question mark puts around another person is a self-imposed box to their unlimited potential. And so, you know, for us, we've hosted events. You know, we have not only hosted events, but we've created platforms, especially for, you know, the special kids that are out there, you know, and help support programs to take them to Disney and so forth. You know, there's just so much that we can do in the world we live in today. We're so fortunate. And, you know, one small action, by the way, one small action could change a life for someone. One small action could change a life. And that's what happened to me. You know, I was very fortunate I didn't end up on the streets. And I had someone, an angel, that reached out to me at a time in my life when I was a kid. And, you know, however he appeared, it's still a mystery. But he literally saved my life. And so, of course, you know, for me, paying it forward is something that's so very important for all of us here.
Agree 100%. You know, easy way definitely to support your network and what you have going on. And, you know, I have my application, and we definitely need to talk off air on how, you know, easy way can make transformations in people's lives. You know, we throw the whole transformation and the easy way thing in there. And, you know, love to get you involved in some of the events and situations we have going on. And we
I'd
have
love
a program.
To.
Thank you. And we have a program which is just really, I mean, God is just taking a ram with it. It's not mine. I take no credit anymore. I'm just a vehicle. I go where His wind sails me to go. I'm the boat. And we have a program called Easy Way Cares. And if I'm not going to go into all the names and stuff, but let's just say some of the people who are involved in some of the situations that we've been involved in with the Los Angeles, you know, Convention Center and Red Cross and some of the stuff we've done. These high-level people have been approaching us, and like, we really love this catalyst thing that you're doing. And what we're doing is we are becoming a nonprofit catalyst for funding and awareness. And our reach at this point, our partners are so exponential, from China to the UK to New York to Vegas to Texas to Mexico, and of course California. And more and more people through social media. And this is my way of just letting you guys know, if you really know how to resource social media, the ability of awareness and outreaching is exponential. And we're getting people from all over, everywhere, wanting to be a part of making a difference with this whole Easy Way Cares thing. So I think that we definitely need to talk about that and what we are doing, who's involved currently. And I actually have a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine with CBS, that's going to be here pretty soon talking to us. And you never know what God wants has in store. But we've really, if you notice, everything we do is nonprofit oriented. It's giving back. It's has something to do with the whole Easy Way Cares thing. And I'm bringing all this up because I actually had somebody that is the founder of one of the biggest nonprofit organizations ever. And I'll tell you off air, because it's not in writing yet, so you want to be careful. But
yeah.
I put some stuff out on Transformation Talk Radio. I don't know if you know that, but I posted some social media stuff, and I said, hey, you know, after we talked on the phone,
yeah,
it was a very uplifting conversation, and I just, you know, I just posted a little post, and a person hit me up on LinkedIn, because, you know, I post on a little situation I have that automatically goes to LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, everything. It just goes boom. And most of my, you know, bigger associations are in on LinkedIn, and they responded to me and they said, what is this Transformation Network thing? And, you know, and so you've been a tough cookie to get a hold of. And I knew, I was like, the only way I'm going to get a hold of Pat again is if I get her on my dang show, I get her on air, and I'll just pitch her on air, pitch her on the show. We'll get some business done. You've probably been extremely busy because you've been tough to reach. But, you know, we got to make a difference.
Oh, my God, this technology thing, I got to tell you, I don't like to, you know, like hang out my dirty laundry on air. But, you know, when you have a big technology dream and then you pop the cork on April 1st and you flip a switch, you have no idea what's going to show up. And I'll tell you, I apologize for it. But, man, what amazing help we've been getting to straighten some of these really interesting techno things, you know, on the other end of it. But I'm honored
to be
technology. On
your show.
Well, I'm telling you, you've got to have technology.
Well, let's talk technology. I mean, we have a segment on the Baby Boomers Live Show with my dad from Knights of Columbus and Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and she does Aretha Gray's Tech Time, and she always talks to baby boomers about, you know, all these little things they don't know about the phones and which phones to get and technology and stuff. But I love talking tech. What is this technology that you're talking about?
Well, you know this, as many people listening to this show know this, is, you know, if you're going to have a big dream, you know, you could do one or two things with the way you go in life. You can continuously make adjustments and try to, you know, stay ahead of the curve. Or you could take a look at what you're doing at life and say, you know what, There's no amount of Band-Aids that we're going to be able to put on this to match the vision that we have to reach people all over the world. And so for us, you know, we have spent a good year literally from the ground up changing technology in a way that people all over the world, it doesn't matter what your platform is, your cell phone, no cell phone, that we're going to be able to provide positive messages all over the world. And so for us, we didn't have a, what do you call that? We had like in the old telephone system, when you had new software come in, you flip the switch and there it is. And so that's really for us what we've been doing. We've had such enormous responses to our change that we literally are popping the cork at GoDaddy. And so right now what we're doing is we're in the process of moving the servers. We've crashed two hard drives. Why? Because when a dream gets this big, you just need to get out of the way of it. And so, that's what we've been doing.
You got to lay your foundation, though, too, because a lot of times, it's,
gotta lay it
can get too big too quick. But that sounds... I got a technology one for you. We're dealing with a 22,000 square foot studio in Orange County, and there's an advertising agency that owns a technology that can literally reach 190 million people on social media with the press of a button. Organic.
Wow.
Organic.
Wow.
Organic. And on top of that, it can help you with reputation management. Just like us, you know, they're social media certified with Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, and they. It's a technology that every major corporation in the planet is going to want to get a hold of once they release it. They haven't even released it yet, and we're actually in talks with them right now about it's very close. We're going to be partnering with them, the studio, the whole situation, and again, it's just amazing the doors that God opens, and it's an internet, it's a web world now. I keep telling people it's a web world.
Yeah.
You know, you think you know, but you have no clue how much of a web world it is. I mean, you go to Starbucks now, you go to the Spectrum. I mean, I challenge you guys to do something right now. If you're listening to the show right now, or you're listening to it on archive, go to the Spectrum, go to the movies, go anywhere, but put your eyes on what people are doing with their mobile phones now. And I want you to count everybody around you at the same time how many people are on their mobile phones, how many people actually talk now. You know, they the phones have taken your life over, you know, like, and that is where people go now. It's mobile based, which is social media, and you know, TV and stuff is great, and you know, the old school people, like, of course, enjoy that. It's simple if you're at your home, but most people are not at their home, and even if they're at their home, they're on a touchpad or they're on their phone. It's all application based now, and that's where it's going. There's even DNA. I'm not going to go into all that. It's a little scary, but it's beyond, and that's what we've been harnessing on is the mobile social media base of things, as well as getting people to give back while they're using it. And so, do you have any? I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time. I just realized that we got our next guest coming on here soon.
I do have something I do want to say since we're talking about this. I do have something that I want to say, and I want to just to first of all, I want to apologize for folks out there that perhaps are even trying to get on our website now. But here's what I want to say: stand for something in life. We are huge supporters of Lyme disease awareness. This is Lyme disease Awareness Month. We're huge supporters of this disease. And the fact that in the United States and just about any place in the world, chronic Lyme disease is not even recognized as a disease. And so we got behind this over 11 years ago. And I live in a state right now that doesn't even recognize Lyme disease, and people are dying. Children, by the way, are affected most. And so get behind something. That's what I want to say. You know, you're going to see us come out with something fascinating to educate people around what tick-borne diseases are about. You know, thanks for Avril Lavigne coming out and Debbie Gibson for coming out and, you know, Daryl Hall for coming out and saying, wait a minute, this thing is going on. And so that's what I want to say to people. I want to say, please get behind something. Get behind something. Stand for something, even if the road gets rough, even if you have to step in a few potholes. Even if you're not sure of where the road is going to take you, don't ever give up your conviction for what you believe in to make this world a better place for everyone. And don't be denied your birthright Do not be denied your birthright to live an epic life. And if anyone denies you of that birthright, call us, email us, because we're on a mission. We are on a mission. Everyone has the right in this world to live an epic life, and we plan to help millions.
I love it. I love it. I love it. No, definitely, guys, hit us up. We're on a different path, and you're more than welcome to jump on the train. You know, so in a sense, get involved with Easy Way Cares and make a transformation.
Hey, I got something for you now. If you're going to jump on the train, and you just mentioned it on radio, now you have to go do a cell phone video of you jumping on the train, right?
I don't know. I got too much ahead of me, girl. What happens if I get hurt? That's going to be your fault, and everybody's going
to
be mad at you.
No, you don't have to jump on a train. It's like us here. You can go to Newark here. I'm visiting in New Jersey. You can go to Newark and just get a picture of you getting on the train. You know, the easy train.
I'll get on the train the easy way and make everybody, you know, have a transformation. So when are you going to come visit me? When are you going to come hang out in Orange County and L.A.?
Actually, you're going to be in Orange County, and I'm going to be in L.A., and I'll be able to tell you when. We're actually going to be hosting the Green Festival in L.A. That's coming up. Went to school in L.A. I have some friends in L.A. And Orange County, and we're planning to do something pretty amazing. One of our affiliate stations is in L.A., and so we're actually planning to do something pretty amazing, and hopefully that's going to be around the 4th of July. I hope we can hang out.
Oh, well, then that's definitely something we got to talk about, because L.A. and Orange County is our thing. You know, if you want to come hang out, you want to come hang out on my turf, then you need permission. Okay.
Okay, I'll get it. You know what? I'm gonna get a sign slip from the teacher just to come. I swear.
Totally, totally, totally kidding. You've been a fantastic guest, Pat. I hope you enjoyed
doing
the easy
way. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you for all that you're doing. I mean, you're amazing. And, you know, I hope that everybody here who is listening to this show understands how important your message is. And you are changing the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And if you could do me a favor and, you know, say, hey, I'm Dr. Pat, CEO of Transformation Network, or your show, or however you want people to recognize you by. And I'm doing it the easy way. I'd appreciate it because we get drops from all the wonderful people when we have them on the show. So if I could count to three and you could do that for me, I'd appreciate it. One, two, three.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show and founder of Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm doing it the easy way. Why? Because it is the way.
I appreciate it. Dr. Pat, you guys, everybody, hope you enjoyed it. Dr. Pat, and she costs money. It costs money to hear her talk, but she didn't cost money this time. You got live on Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV Networks. Check out her show, which is at Dr. Patch, the DrPatchShow.com, correct?
Yeah, the Dr. Pat Show, yeah. And thank you so much, guys.
All right, guys, so that was Dr. Pat. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break, go to our next guest. Dr. Pat, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you for your time. And we'll definitely help support your message and what you have going on. We'll be talking off air.
All right, love you guys. Bye-bye.
Ready and now we never lose, never stop and never play. We go getters, never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard,
why I roll the easy way.
Life is hard,
why I roll the easy way.
Life is hard,
why I roll the easy way.
Life is hard,
why I roll the easy way.
Love All Humans Radio Show
with
your
host. I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment, the Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com
and email us at join@loveallhumans.com. with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out LoveAllHumansRealty.com or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support EASY
and the EASY Way Broadcasting Network
for doing it
the EASY way.
We love you. Love all humans.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, we're back. Wasn't that a fantastic interview? I call it a get-to-know-you session. And that was Dr. Pat, man. She's got an amazing story. She's got a huge network that's making a difference. EasyWay supports it wholeheartedly. And if you guys want to know more information, just go to our fans page. Or you can download our application by going to your Google Play Store or Apple Store free and just search EricZuley. And you'll be able to interact through our fan wall. You can be able to listen to all the radio shows, all the shows that we have on YouTube, as well as our calendar and all the wonderful events we have. And we have an event coming up on June 6th with Dr. Hong, who's been involved with the Pope and presidents and dignitaries and governors and da-da-da-da. It goes on and on. And he's a world peace ambassador. He's a world peacemaker. Love it. That's going to be at the Universal Hilton. We have June 13th, which is actually going to be our Viva Doll tour. It's a Club Viva tour CD release. It's going to be at the same studio that Kiss records at. A lot of amazing people. That's going to be June 13th. Then we got June 16th, which is the Marina Del Rey is doing a race around the whole Marina Del Rey for homelessness, and that's with the Saving Our Servicemen. We have an event on June 19th, which is Encore, specialized networking event with Paramount and major situations. It's their big launch. And then on the 20th, oh, I'm tired. I'm not going to go in anymore. If you want to know it, just go to our application, go to our calendar, easywaybroadcasting.com, click on calendar. You'll know what we got going on. So we're going to go into our second guest. Guys, I know you've heard of the Insanity Workout Program and Beachbody and these are just good people trying to help you lose weight. Again, good people are trying to make a difference. Met them at the Los Angeles Convention Center for the Ascent Expo on Easy Way Street with Jerry O'Brien from Networker on Wheels. We got Jeremy and Cindy on the show. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, welcome. All right, guys, I said Jeremy and Cindy. There we go. Yeah. Yay, Jeremy and Cindy. Nice. Well, welcome to the show, guys. I appreciate your time. Glad you're on. You guys do a lot of amazing things, and we just want to hear about the positivity. And my first question always is, who are you, and how did you get to do what you're doing? What was the path? Let's just get to know you guys a little bit.
Okay, well, I'll go first. My name is Jeremy Newman. I've been a personal trainer for, nearly 30 years. I have been an athlete nearly my entire life, and I not only was I involved in a skydiving accident 18 years ago where I hit the ground at 100 miles an hour, as a result leaving me, for the most part, using a wheelchair to get around, I became one of the founders of Team Beachbody about 9 years ago now. And it was completely in sync with everything that I've been doing for, 20-odd years as a personal trainer, helping people get fit and healthy, live a healthy, fulfilling life, helping them achieve their goals. And, it is incredibly not the money is great, but the real benefit to helping people achieve their goals and live a healthy, fulfilling life is incredible with regards to, people's physical transformations, their monetary transformations, people changing their lives both physically and financially. And it is extremely rewarding because, I get phone calls, emails, letters, Facebook messages all the time from, people that are just extremely grateful. And I love being a part of that.
sounds amazing. With Cindy, you got your lovely wife there with you, and Cindy is, oh, wow. Go ahead and talk to us, Cindy.
Sure. So I'm Cindy Newman. I am originally from Germany. I used to be known as the donut girl when I lived in Texas. I was 80 pounds heavier, smoker, a drank. It was not pretty. And one day I broke down in a dressing room because I had to go up a size and wouldn't be able to shop at a regular store anymore. I was going into a size 16, or from a size 16 to 18, and they don't make those in regular stores. And I decided to change my life at that moment and found P90X on an infomercial and thought that's kind of extreme. So I started with Power 90, committed to working out, to slowly changing the way that I ate. And in the process, I didn't just change my physical being, but I changed myself. Being originally from Germany and having gone through not being able to speak the language and coming into a foreign country, I was very quiet. I wasn't very open, and I was I lacked a ton of self-confidence. So the transformation that I went through was not just a physical one. It was more of a mental transformation, and that's what I look for when I'm wanting to help people. That's my goal. I know everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to get that beach body. But for me, becoming a team beach body coach was more about helping people transform their lives and be more self-confident and find themselves, because a lot of times food and substances such as alcohol and cigarettes, they rule our lives. And that's what we live for. And I feel like that once that transformation takes place, you're truly able to find yourself and be yourself. And that's where I am today.
So what type of transformations, both of you guys, this is a question for both of you guys. What type of transformations did you do for yourself? What systems did you create to make that change? You know, give us an idea of like when you wake up, the whole program and all that.
Sure. So I started with the Power 90. That's Tony Horton's first workout program that he created, or that became popular. And it's a combination of weight training, cardio, and yoga and stretching. And it's essentially you do a workout a day, 6 days a week, and then you have a rest day. And it does come with a meal plan, but I didn't follow it to a T. I kind of went by, you just change your life slowly. And then as I saw my body starting to change, that's when I started to dial into the nutrition more and actually opened the book and read it and utilized it for my second round of P90. And then I moved on to P90X and did the same thing. So I just kept tweaking my nutrition. And now it's become second nature. It becomes a lifestyle after 7 years of learning and tweaking my nutrition. Now I really don't necessarily need a plan. I kind of know what I need to do if I want to change my body in a certain way. And working out is part of my daily life, and eating healthy and mainly organic foods is what keeps us going. So
it's all about sleep, nutrition, and exercise, which I don't do any of. I need to do more.
Yeah.
Well, Eric,
maybe.
You do
go ahead, Jeremy.
I said you do sleep, and you probably drink a little bit of water, and you probably do eat something.
I do eat something, yes. Burger King and McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Little Panda Express. What do you think about good nutrition? Does that work? I mean, there's protein.
There might be a sliver of nutrition in some of what you're eating.
I think my sleeping pattern is cool. I mean, I go to sleep. I'm being honest here, guys. I go to sleep probably, if I'm lucky, 11, 12 o'clock, but usually around 4. Wake up about 6:30. So about 2 hours, maybe 4 if I'm lucky. But then I fall asleep in the car usually on the way to an event, so I get the naps in between. And I've actually fallen asleep on a show once. That was pretty impressive. No, okay. But so you guys have Beachbody, the team Beachbody. Tell us more about what that is exactly, and what's involved with it.
Well, it's sort of twofold. Well, it's actually more than twofold. It's probably fourfold. We don't just produce the exercise programs and Shakeology. Shakeology is the healthiest meal of the day. It's got 70 of the world's healthiest fruits and vegetables, antioxidants, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and a host of superfoods. Many people don't know yet about Shakeology because they haven't purchased one of our fitness programs. The fitness programs that you purchased through us, we have the infomercials embedded in the workout programs, as well as there is, you know, the trainers that are teaching you these workouts, they also talk about it because they use it themselves. And as a personal trainer, I can tell you this, that prior to being introduced to, you know, Shakeology, it was not something that I recommended to my clients, nor did I use myself. I didn't use supplements because the vast majority of the supplements out there have chemicals and things that I would not want to put in my own body, much less would I ask someone to put it in theirs. So when Shakeology was first released, I was kind of reluctant to refer people to it because I wasn't using it myself. However, it wasn't until – well, let me sort of go back for a moment, because as I explained in my sort of introduction, that I hit the ground skydiving 18 years ago, and up until that point, I was in phenomenal shape. I was working out every day. I was eating really clean, and once I started using a wheelchair, I was not nearly working out as much. And I probably would say that my eating went into the tank, and I was just, you know, eating to not just survive, but sort of to feel good. It was sort of comfort, you know, eating unhealthily, fat, and blah, 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 blah. So over the course of, you know, 8-10 years, I gained almost 100 pounds, and I became a ball. I was a rolling ball on a set of wheels. And, you know, it sounds funny, but the reality is you look around at people that you see or people that you know that are in wheelchairs, the vast majority of them are overweight, and it's dangerous, not just for people in wheelchairs. Well, actually, not just for anybody, but more importantly for people that have some form of disability, because typically, those with disabilities are exercising less. Not in every circumstance, but in many cases. Nonetheless, I was a diabetic. I had high blood pressure, and I went back to my doctor about 4 years ago, and I was diagnosed with high cholesterol, and he wanted to put me on cholesterol medication. And at that moment, I said, "That's it. I've got to make a change." And I began using Shakeology as a meal replacement, and in 6 months, just by replacing one meal a day, I lost 50 pounds. And at that moment, I realized that I could really change my life. And I began to change all of the way that I was eating and continued to use Shakeology as a meal replacement, but I cleaned up my entire diet. And in the next 6 months, I lost another 50 pounds, and I reclaimed my life. And not only did I completely reverse my diabetes, I no longer have any blood pressure or cholesterol situation, and I take no pharmaceuticals. And just coming off of all those pharmaceuticals, the diabetes medication, the blood pressure, and the cholesterol medication was beyond liberating. It was something I never thought was going to be possible. And as a result, of course, I have been not just promoting Shakeology for others, but explaining that if you want to really make a difference in your life and you just want to give it a try, I give everyone a 30-day trial. You can try it for a month. If you don't love it, you don't pay for it. Just give it back to me, and we can just go our separate ways. And the reason why that I do that is because I recognize that I know this works. And if you try it, you'll see that it works. But the only way that you'll know, and it's not about losing weight. It's about feeling better and having more energy, putting really good nutrition into your body. And that really is more the cornerstone of what I do now in my life. More than I don't personal train people anymore. I direct people to exercise programs that are right for them, because I recognize that even as a personal trainer, I didn't resonate with everyone, and everyone didn't resonate with me, not just my personality, but more so the style of training that I was doing doesn't resonate with everyone, which is the reason why we as a company have more than 24 workout programs for every walk of life, for children, for athletes, for sedentary people, for active people, for athletes, and then, of course, also for grandma and grandpa using a walker. We've got programs for every walk of life. And, you know, it really sort of resonating what I said earlier about how incredibly rewarding it is helping people achieve their goals and live a healthy, fulfilling life. This is the life of my dreams, being able to help people live a life that they only dreamt of before, because that's exactly where I was at only a short few years ago. And, you know, Eric, the way you and I met was at the on Easy Street at the LA Expo for the Ascent Expo. And, you know, this is what I do. I travel all around the country helping people, or I should say introducing people to Shakeology. I let them taste it and then give it a try. And it really, to me, it's a no-brainer. But the bottom line is you have to feel worthy of making that change. It's cheaper than the food that we're replacing. But, again, you have to be the one that has to want to make that change. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Okay, so I'm listening to everything that you said, and I'm kind of going off of everything one at a time. One, you mentioned that you did skydiving, and now I don't want to skydive anymore because I was supposed to do that coming up. So thank you for ruining that for me.
Eric, stop for a second. I don't want that. Should not be ruined for you. It is skydiving was absolute amazing sport, and it really is something that I encourage everyone to do if your heart calls you to do it. Don't be frightened by me, the fact that I hit the ground. If you knew the story, you'd understand that this was my fault. I did this. I was racing another skydiver to the ground, and I won.
I get it now. I was like, so when you did the skydiving, you opened the parachute, but you did something to go faster and you hurt yourself. Because I'm thinking, I'm like, if you were skydiving and you hit the ground, wouldn't you like not be here with us?
Well, I died twice.
Wow. Incredible.
And it's true. I hit the ground at 100 miles an hour, and I didn't die initially. I began to bleed out. The paramedics brought me back, and once I got to the hospital, they performed emergency aortic surgery because I ruptured my aorta and I was bleeding out. And they got me put back together. I'm like the $6 million man, and I was on my way up to the ICU from the OR, and I coded again. This time I coded for 18 minutes, and the surgeon continued to resuscitate me in spite of the fact that his colleagues were telling him to call it, that I was going to have no quality of life. He said to him, which I found out years later when I went back to thank him for saving my life, that he was inside my body, he knew how strong I was, and he wasn't going to ruin his Memorial Day weekend and let me die.
Oh, I like that guy. I need to introduce me to him. We'll give him a high five with my. Yeah, I have a unique story that's similar to that. I actually was upset at somebody for doing something he shouldn't be doing to a woman, and I was kind of chasing him around. We kind of got in a fight, and long story short, and this was at my house. So my fist went through a window. And so the window actually severed my artery, my skin was like flapped over, and you could literally see the insides. It was kind of cool. No, I'm kidding. It was not cool at all. It really sucked. But basically I have this huge, huge scar now on my arm. And to go off of your story, the gentleman that was in the ambulance, I was asking him, I was like, hey, am I, am I going to die? Is this bad? Is, you know, how bad is this? Because it looked pretty bad. I mean, my arm was covered in red. I could not see my arm. And so basically he was like, yeah, it's pretty bad. You might die, this, that. And I went into shock. So my point of the story is like, it's you know, kind of stupid when people state their opinions in business. They should just do what they're supposed to do and not necessarily get involved. And I'm glad that you're okay, though. Let's just say we're glad that you're okay. You're here speaking with us. You're hanging with us on the show, doing the easy talk. And thank you for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. When we met at the I know you were saying you're welcome, and I'm gonna say thank you again. When we met at the Ascend Expo, I introduced you guys to my boy John Sally from the Lakers TV, and everybody knows John Sally. And I found it kind of unique that your booth was the first one he walked. Well, I mean, he walked over to his boy. We gave each other a hug and we hung. But your booth was really, I mean, we had like 45 booths there. But your booth was one of the, you know, ones that caught his eye, you know, and that's a sports legend. That's a big sports star and stuff. And so, you know, took a picture with him by your booth and you know, he liked what you guys had. So, I mean, what you guys have must be something,
well,
you know.
John is actually familiar with our programs because he was actually using Insanity not long ago. John actually got injured while he was using Insanity. And he rightfully admitted to me privately that he was doing Insanity and he was doing it incorrectly, and that's why he got hurt. But he was grateful for a number of different things that came out of that experience. And he also, you know, he also loved Shakeology. He had tried it on his own prior to coming to the event. And alongside that, I sent your assistant, Sophia, a link for you to have a look at. If you want to try it yourself, Eric, just to get some real nutrition into your body that can, you know, you can have on the back of your McDonald's or your In-N-Out burger, whatever. Just let me know. I'll hook you up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sophia, get on top of that. Make sure we follow up on that. All right. So what we're going to do now, guys, is this is a fun thing that we do. It's called the Easy Way Challenge. And we also support independent talents and artists, and we try to put their music out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song. It's actually called Beat of My Heart. This is by an artist by the name of Viva. She was number one on the Billboard charts, and she sold over 500,000 albums. And this is it's an EDM type of song. I want to do a little test here. I think this could be a really cool workout song. I'd love to get your guys' opinion. But what I want you to do is either do it live while you're listening to it, or afterwards, listen to the archive. And to the music, I want you guys, you and your lovely wife Cindy, to give us a little idea of how to work out and what workouts to do, and like actually do a little sample for us. Then we'll take that video, we'll pop it on a blog, we'll put it out, see how many comments we can get, and, you know, we'll give some advice to some people out there that might want to, you know, get healthier and lose some weight. And do you accept the Easy Way Challenge?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Beat of My Heart from Viva Doll, and we have the CEO of Team Beachbody, as well as the coach, and they're involved with Insanity Workout, which you see on TV, and they're doing a lot of amazing things for a lot of people, and they're going to be giving us their opinion and doing a workout for you. So, again, I'm going to play the music. You guys are going to do a little workout for us, and send us the video, then we'll pop it on a blog. We'll have fun. This is Viva Doll. Beat of My Heart.
Uh-huh. Hi, boys, you ready to play? Get on board the Viva train. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, to the beat of my heart. Love you from the start. Boom, to the beat of my heart. Love you from the very start.
Boom, boom, to the beat of my heart. Love you from the start.
Boys on Mars, some living in Chicago, some are from the burbs. If it ain't safe in the neighborhood, get driven to the bars. It don't matter where you go, if it's love you're looking for. Move your body on the floor. Cupid's arrow shot me through the heart.
Boom, boom, to the beat of my heart. Bang, bang, with your body on fire. I'll kiss you, baby, like a dog. Give you
right, guys, that was Diva Doll, The Beat of My Heart. What did you guys think?
Woo! Man, I'm still working out over here. That was so awesome.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that video, and I want you guys to actually send it in to us and or put it on your Instagram, your Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. We will grab it, and we'll also put it on our Instagram and our Facebook and Twitter, and we'll get people, you know, bumping the beat of their heart, getting their heartbeat up to Jeremy and Beachbody and your little workout training thing, and then we'll put a little thing on the bottom saying, hey, make sure that you get the protein shakeology, and we'll have a lot of fun the easy way. Sound good?
I'm on the easy way, baby.
Easy way train. Whoop whoop, all aboard. So it's been fun. We have 12 minutes left in the show. I don't know if there's any particular stories you want to share with us, or maybe any testimonials or people that you've met. You know, anything that you want to get out to anybody that might be listening to the show. I'm going to go ahead and give the time to you. It's your airtime.
Well, I really don't have anything else necessarily that I want to share. And Cindy, that's actually a good point. Thanks, Cindy. Cindy actually pointed out that if there's anyone out there that's listening and is interested in trying Shakeology, I'll give you a 30-day trial. The way that this will work, you would basically go to our website, and that's paidtogetfit.com. That's P-A-I-D, the number 2, getfit, G-E-T-F-I-T.com. And it will bring you to a little short video, and you can certainly reach out to me. That way it's also paidtogetfit@gmail.com, same email address. And I'll be able to help you figure things out if you're interested in what it is to make a change in your life or you know someone. We as a company don't pay for endorsements. However, interestingly enough, oftentimes on the red carpet, celebrities will be asked, how did they get such an incredible body? You know, how did they transform their body, and how are they in such great shape? And it's so funny because a lot of times we will get endorsements from, you know, Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette, all these different celebrities on the red carpet talking about the programs that we produce that they're doing: Insanity, P90X, Zill Butt Lift, 21 Day Fix, Max 30. There's a whole bunch of programs and using them to help them get fit and healthy without having to go to the gym. That's it.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, you listened to The Beat of My Heart with Viva. We are doing a she's doing a wonderful Club Viva Doll Tour, and there's an event on June 13th in Canoga Park at the same studio that Kiss and major big bands, huge high-level people record at, and they rehearse. It's a huge soundstage. It's going to be a real, real fun event. Easy Way Promotions, as well as Rad Records, will be producing it. If you guys want to go, if you like that music, if you want to hear more, you can actually go to ericzuliblog.com, and you can see more about Viva and what she's got going on. I'm telling you, man, this girl is a Latin artist. She's English. She's EDM, which is electronic dance music. And there's so many different things you can test. Maybe we can test some workout stuff and some stuff with what you guys got going on, what she's got going on, because, you know, it's both markets, and she's very positive. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys can make it to the event. And we always invite all of our guests to any of the events we have going on. So please make sure that you go to the calendar on our Eric Zuli app, or the calendar on our website, easywaybroadcasting.com. And we always got our calendar packed and filled, and we do fun red carpet events, fundraisers, and great stuff. So if you guys want to come to, you know, one of the events, pick and choose which one. And we're going to be doing a big thing with the Special Olympics, Mission Viejo, the Knights of Columbus on July 23rd. I'll be hosting that. I'm sure a lot of people would love to, you know, meet you guys and see what you have going on and why you're doing what you're doing. I appreciate the Shakeology gesture, and I'll definitely try it, check it out, and we'll make sure Sophia follows up with that. And so my last question, where's my drum roll sound? My last question for our wonderful guests of the day. My last question is, I don't have the sound, so I'll just make it. How did you guys meet? Give us the romantic story. How did you guys meet?
Well, we have slightly different stories, but they're for the most part the same. Cindy showed up at my fit club in Santa Monica, and I asked her out once, and the rest is history.
That's not what happened, but that's okay.
Okay, so what happened, Cindy? Give us the real story.
So we did meet at Fit Club, and he's actually the first person that I met in L.A., aside from, you know, the neighbors around the apartment complex. And he did ask me out, not that day, though. And I was hesitant because I had just moved here. I did not have a job. I was, you know, I was still trying to get settled in. And, oh, my goodness, here's a guy in a wheelchair asking me out. I didn't want to be the new person who, you know, what if we didn't hit it off? And I ended up ditching the guy in the wheelchair. So I was definitely hesitant and didn't want to dive right into anything. So he asked me out a few times. And when I did find a job, I had asked him, well, I had asked a group of us to go to the movies, and it ended up just being him and I. And then he asked me to go to dinner. And in his mind, he asked me, and I said yes, and that was it. That's not exactly what happened.
Well, when he asked you out, did he roll with the punches? I'm just kidding. All right, so you guys have been a fantastic guest. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to be looking for that video. I'm serious. So make sure that you guys post it on your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter. Send it to us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. I hope that you guys download my application and, you know, utilize the fan wall to get to any celebrities or any people that we might be dealing with. You know, play around with it, and hopefully you can tell some of your customers and clients, and maybe we can help you promote some of the stuff you got going on. How did you enjoy the show today?
It was fantastic. Thank you.
It was great, and I just wanted to say, if anybody does want to look me up in terms of accountability, just wanting some motivation, you can find me on Facebook at Coach Cindy Newman, So Coach Cindy Newman, and I'm happy to help plug you into our accountability groups. They're 100% free. We're just trying to help people get fit and healthy there.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Cindy and Jeremy, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We'll definitely, you know, want to have you back, and we'll figure out some cool programs on how we can help people get fit and be more healthy. We'll be talking to you. So thank you so much for coming on.
Terrific, Eric. Thank you. If you want us to come to any of these events that you're doing for, like, Special Olympics or whatever, we can help to raise money for these nonprofits. So you just reach out to me, and we'll make it happen.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm going to have every founder I know of, every nonprofit, call me. I appreciate it, Jeremy. Thanks. All right.
Absolutely.
I got more work ahead of me now. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for being on the show, guys. All right, Jeremy and Cindy with Team Beachbody, make sure you check them out. This has been Easy Talk Live. We got live. I hope you guys got live with us. Easy Way Broadcast, empowered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, syndicated to Birmingham, our Genesis Radio Birmingham, Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, In the Cut Magazine, and many, many others. So keep doing it the easy way, guys. Remember, hashtag Easy Way, and we'll catch you guys next week. And do not miss it. Woo! Tomorrow, next week's guest is going to be hot. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
DJ, he's my DJ, he's DJ, he's my DJ, he's my DJ, DJ, DJ.
Meet me at the club tonight, I'm wearing that sexy dress you like. Wrap your arms around me tight, kiss me through the night. Just
Jesus, he's in the club tonight, he's playing the club tonight. If you're looking for love tonight, you'll find love in the club tonight.
Dance with the DJ, dance with the DJ, dance with the DJ, dance with the DJ.
DJ, he's my DJ, DJ, DJ. Cause you went out, had a couple of drinks. Such a diva, your sheets don't sink. I'll tell you a thing about love. Better put some muscle on that man's bod. Put some muscle on that man's bones. Put some muscle on that man's bones. Roll him up and smoke him slow. Put some muscle on that man's bones.
Personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.